It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Have you ever been shopping at your local retailer, heard the chirps of birds coming from the rafters, and wondered, how did these birds get in here? Perhaps, like most people, you continued shopping, thinking that the poor creature flew in by accident, trapped forever with little chance of escape. There have been increasing reports of birds nesting inside cafes, grocery stores, and retail businesses worldwide. How do they get inside then? At least some birds open doors by fluttering in front of the automatic door sensors. Once inside, these individuals have at their disposal everything a nesting bird could hope for: plenty of food, a constant climate, and protection from predators. This extraordinary behavior has been reported in two very common species, house sparrows and barn swallows. House sparrows, notorious for their individual personalities, as well as their adaptations to urban sprawl, are a common sight in towns and cities. These sparrows employ a variety of tactics to gain access to buildings and a bird lifestyle of luxury. One tactic simply involves flying and hovering directly in front of an electric eye sensor until the door opens. Another tactic is to perch on top of the sensor itself while leaning their heads in front of the infrared beams. One observer saw sparrows open a door in this manner 16 times in a 45-minute observation. Some sparrows, on the other hand, seem to prefer it if we open the door for them, flying into the store close behind us. This tactic seems to be preferred by female house sparrows, giving a new meaning to the saying, ladies first. Barn swallows historically nest in caves or overhanging cliffs, but due to human encroachment, they now mainly nest on buildings, under bridges, and in culverts. Barn swallows have also learned to open automatic doors and have started to take up residence in businesses. In one Home Depot store, 2004 marked the fourth year barn swallows had taken up residence inside, building at least a dozen nests. This suggests that these birds are returning to the same nest sites each year after long winter migrations. All of the birds open the doors by fluttering in front of the motion sensors, and some would even open doors for other feathered friends on the other side. Wildlife biologists in the area watched in astonishment as swallows flew in and out of the cavernous store with food for their young. Novel uses of habitats in birds are intriguing to behavioral ecologists, who seek to understand how organisms deal with social and environmental challenges. In the case of house sparrows and barn swallows, the benefits of nesting under the protection of a controlled environment far outweigh the cost of nesting in dangerous, uncontrolled natural ones. In natural environments, nesting birds are at the mercy of a host of uncontrollable circumstances, such as bad weather, parasites, and predators, to name a few. Perhaps being called a bird brain isn't such a bad thing after all. So the next time you see a fellow feathered consumer, remember, they might be there on their own accord and may be smarter than your average coupon clipper. This is Brian Schwartz for Field Notes, brought to you by the science writing class at the University of Montana and the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405. Or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.